here today to launch two plans. Together, they request $6 billion to support close to 21 million people in Sudan and up to 5 million others, primarily refugees, in neighboring countries. And as I said at the start, we recognize that this is a staggering amount of money, the largest UN-coordinated appeal in Sudan's history. It would be a staggering amount to try to raise in normal times, let alone in the midst of the financial squeeze that we're experiencing. A lot of us are probably sat here thinking, is the United Nations humanitarian system really launching its biggest ever Sudan humanitarian appeal at a moment when the conversation is understandably about aid cuts and aid freezes and the toughest potential environment for humanitarian work in our living, working memory? But a tough funding crisis doesn't mean that crises in places like Sudan disappear. And I refuse to believe that behind these challenges, we collectively have lost our ability to reach out and support those in direst need. And so, yes, maybe it does feel strange to be launching an appeal on this scale at this moment. But would it not feel even stranger for us not to be launching an appeal at this scale when the needs are so great? Because this is a humanitarian crisis that is truly unprecedented in its scale and gravity. And it demands a response unprecedented in scale and intent. It's a crisis that is increasingly crossing Sudan's borders, threatening to destabilize neighbors in ways that risk being felt for generations to come.